This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two men on Saturday fired at troops at a Russian military firing range near Ukraine, killing 11, wounding 15 others before getting killed, according to the Russian Defense Ministry. The ministry said in a statement that the shooting took place in the Belgorod region in southwestern Russia that borders Ukraine. It said that the two men from an unnamed ex-Soviet nation fired on soldiers doing target practice and were killed by return fire. The ministry called the incident a terrorist attack. The shooting comes amid a hasty mobilization ordered by Russian President Vladimir Putin to beef up Russian forces in Ukraine, a move that triggered protests and caused hundreds of thousands to flee Russia. Putin said on Friday that over 220,000 reservists already had been called up as part of an effort to recruit 300,000, even though the Russian leader declared that only people who had recently served in the military would be subject to the call-up. Activists and rights groups reported military conscription offices rounding up people without any army experience, some of whom were also unfit for service for medical reasons. Regions of southern Ukraine that Russian President Vladimir Putin annexed are seeing more heavy fighting. Ukrainian soldiers pressed the ground campaign to recapture one, and Russian forces exploded long-range missiles and Iranian-made drones in another on Saturday. Ukraine's power grid operator said a missile strike also seriously damaged a key energy facility in Ukraine's capital region. Following mounting setbacks, the Russian military has worked to cut off power and water in far-flung populated areas. This is VOA News.